Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi last evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region.
India and New Zealand are fortunate enough to live in the world's most economically dynamic region. The Indo-Pacific will represent two-thirds of global economic growth over the coming years. And by 2030, it will be home to two-thirds of the world's middle-class consumers. And India itself lies at the heart of this exciting economic future.
The New Zealand Prime Minister said, Raisina Dialogue is a forum that provides an annual opportunity for thought leaders from across the world to focus their collective minds on the contemporary strategic challenges being navigated right in the Indian Ocean. The theme of this year's Raisina Dialogue is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. The event is witnessing participation of representatives from about 125 countries. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday launched a dedicated mobile app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme in New Delhi. The app provides various facilities including intuitive interface with a clean design and effortless navigation, easy registration through Aadhaar face authentication and real-time alerts to keep candidates abreast of new updates. Union Minister commended the Prime Minister's vision in introducing a package of five schemes to promote employment, skilling and opportunities. She emphasized that the Prime Minister's internship scheme has the potential to bridge the gap between classroom learning and industry expectations, thereby enhancing youth employability.
Five different schemes were announced in order to improve more enrollment into job, more support to the job seeker who gets enrolled, support to the employer who wants his new employment, the additional employments that he gets in, and moreover, to bring in that kind of a bridge which is so required for industry expectation to be met and for the youth to find a chance to know where what kind of expectations exist in the industry or business world.
The Prime Minister's internship scheme was announced in the Budget 2024-25. It aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies in 5 years. The internship application window for this round is open till the end of this month. In a major breakthrough, the special investigation team investigating the ATM robbery case has arrested an interstate gang responsible for looting a State Bank of India ATM booth in Kuda village, Dimapur, on February 20. Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kavithato Sopie, stated that this case could be one of its first kind in eastern India, where all 5 criminals involved in the robbery have been arrested so far. He added that a thorough investigation would be conducted to uncover more details about the gang's modus operandi. The commissioner revealed that the police recovered over 13.5 lakh rupees from the accused out of the 25.85 lakh rupees that had been stolen. Additionally, a Maruti Swift Desire car and a two-wheeler, both used in the crime, were seized. The arrested individuals confessed to having previously looted 2 ATM booths in Assam Golaghat and Jorhat, as well as 1 in Meghalaya. In response, the Nagaland police have alerted their counterparts in Assam and Meghalaya. The commissioner commended the SIT team for their swift action and successfully arresting all the accused within 3 weeks. In Manipur, curfew has been imposed in Charachanpur district yesterday after a protest march turned into clashes and stone pelting between 2 communities. Anticipating an escalation, the district administration enforced curfew in the district under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and additional security measures had been taken up to prevent any unwanted incidents. Deputy Commissioner of Charachanpur district appealed the people of Charachanpur to help the security and district administration in maintaining peace and communal harmony in the district. And the Department of Telecommunications has announced the 5G Innovation Hackathon 2025 aimed at accelerating the development of innovative 5G-powered solutions to address societal and industrial challenges. This is a 6-month initiative and is open for students, startups and professionals. The ministry said that the winners will receive significant awards, including 5 lakh rupees for first place, 3 lakh rupees for the runner-up and 1.5 lakh rupees for the second runner-up. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.